Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Shh. It's starting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website. Not forgetting our satellite listeners, so put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
In the view of the skies above, I promise it's there in front of your eyes. The journey is just for you and I. Tomorrow is ours to conquer again. The journey to all above. Finding who I am, lost in selfishness. Not knowing you fell to what I did inside. There's hope yet for you and I in this life. This journey is one we share. La, 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 la,
la, la, la, la. My little ones, for the month of Ramadan, inshallah, we're going to be visiting the different schools. Hood Hood, are you excited to see the school we're going to visit today?
Zineera, can you tell me which school we're going to?
No, Hood Hood, I'm not going to tell you. It's going to be a surprise. But I promise you it will be worth the wait. Butterflies, are we visiting your school today? Come on, get ready. Count with me. 3, 2, 1.
And yeah!
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And what's your name?
Shiraz Muhammad.
How old are you, Shiraz?
12 years old.
Oh, mashallah. For all the butterflies listening, today we're at Ferreira Primary School. We're so excited to be here. Are you excited to read a story to us today?
Gee, I'm very excited.
Oh, mashallah.
I'm also excited. I'm going to have so much fun in your school. Do you have fun in your school?
Yes, a lot of fun.
What do you do?
Work.
That's not fun. I mean, what do you do for fun?
I talk.
I also like talking. And sometimes I talk too much. And mommy says, Hood, Hood, you're talking too much. Go make zikr rather. Does your mommy say that?
No.
Why?
She likes my voice.
You think my mommy doesn't like my voice? I think I must ask her. But I also like your voice. So will you read me a story?
Yes.
Jazakallah.
One day, a poor man brought a bunch of grapes to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a gift. He was very excited to be able to bring a gift for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He placed the grapes beside the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "O Prophet of God, please accept the small gift from me." He was a poor man who could afford no more. His face beamed with happiness as he offered his small gift. It was evident that he loved the Prophet a lot. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam thanked him graciously. As the man looked at him expectantly, the Prophet ate one grape. Then he ate another one. Slowly the Prophet finished the whole bunch of grapes by himself. He did not offer grapes to anyone present. The man who brought those grapes was very pleased and left. The companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who were around him were surprised. Usually the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam shared whatever he got with them. He would offer them whatever he was given and they would eat it together. Usually he would start first out of respect to the person who had given him the gift. But he would always offer it to others. This time had been different. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam finished the bunch of grapes by himself. One of the companions asked respectfully, "O Prophet of God, how come you ate all the grapes by yourself and did not offer to any one of us present?" The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled and said, "I ate all the grapes by myself because the grapes were sour. If I had offered you, you might have made funny faces and shown your distaste of the grapes. That would have hurt the feelings of that poor man. I thought to myself that it's better that I eat all of them cheerfully and please the poor man. I did not want to hurt the feelings of that poor man. Moral: consideration for the feelings of others and graciousness in accepting gifts. Subhanallah. Such was the character and manner of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
MashaAllah, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam really did think of everything, isn't it?
Gee.
And he had such amazing character that we can only wish and dream that we could be like him.
I like grapes also. Do you like grapes?
Yes, I like grapes also.
The purple one or the green one?
The green ones.
The green one? Me also. I like the purple because Allah Ta'ala made it also. But I like the green one more. But I'm fasting and you're talking about grapes and you're making me hungry. Are you thirsty?
Gee.
How many did you keep last year?
20.
20? Wow, you beat me last year, but this year I'm gonna beat you. And when you're fasting, you must make dua for me and all the butterflies, okay?
Gee.
Butterflies, let's go for a quick break.
رمضان أتى بطيف الأجور فهو شهر لنا وخير الشهور رمضان أتى بطيف الأجور فهو شهر لنا وخير الشهور رمضان أتى بطيف الأجور فهو شهر لنا وخير الشهور رمضان يا أمل النفوس الظامئات إلى السلام يا شهر بل يا نهر ينهل من عذوبته الأنام رمضان يا أمل النفوس الظامئات إلى السلام يا شهر بل.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma assalam. We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.